وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the Battle of Karbala, the tragic Battle of Karbala, and how we can relate it to human rights. In fact, the entire battle, the entire story of Karbala was nothing but human rights and about human rights. It wasn't personal. It wasn't just an endeavor of Imam Hussein to seek power or riches. It's not about, you know, trying to be popular or trying to seek, position in this worldly world. No, it was solely and purely done for the sake of mankind, for me and you. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he lived by the code of the Quran. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, is a constitution, is laws that upholding them, or to begin with, learning them, will guarantees and say and ensures my safety in this world and in the hereafter, if I and you live by the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes a statement in the Quran itself that those who uphold the Quran will have a happy life, unlike those who don't. Now, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he lived by the Quran and the codes of the Quran to the extent that when he was beheaded and his head was on a spear, he continued to recite the words of the Quran. Obviously, it's a miraculous in its nature that a beheaded person, his head still reads the Quran even though it's on a spear. The message Imam Hussein is trying to tell me and you that no matter where you are, no matter what situation you're in, the Quran has to be the way of life for you. It has to be the laws, the constitution that runs your life. Because if I and you go by the codes of the Quran, then surely we can't do no wrong, right? Because if I uphold the teachings of the Quran, then what could wrong could I do? Allah says to me, do not kill. Allah says to me, do not transgress. Allah says to me, even do not curse. Do not point fingers. Do not call people by their nicknames. Do not call people by names. Do not commit adultery. Do not drink. Do not do. Do not, do not. There are so many things the Quran tells me not to do in terms of dealing with my fellow human beings. And that basically means that I am preserving the human right aspect in this regard. So we see that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the rights of people and He tells me not to do them. Sometimes He wants me to perform certain actions for my fellow human beings. For example, help one another, give charity, give to the poor, take care of the orphans, do a lot of good work. Obviously, that's as an act of called kindness, or at least preserving human rights for those who do not have such rights. And you see that sometimes the Quran talks about me and my dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself. So this relationship between me and people and the relationship between me and Allah needs to be preserved always. So when I and you constantly recite the Quran and keep the Quran as a part of our life, an active part of our lives, not just for the blessings. We don't recite ayat just so we can self keep ourselves safe or put it in our cars or our homes for to seek blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. It needs to be done in a way where I use it to preserve the right of other people. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the Battle of Karbala and how it is related to human rights. Now, in the Battle of Karbala, if we can divide it into two parts or two roles, there's the role of the men and there's the role of the women. The men played their role in trying to fight and defend Islam, and they gave their lives as a sacrifice. Women also done their role and defended Islam in their own way. So we cannot say that Islam is a male-dominant religion and it just wants the male to act and do things and women have to sit and stay idle. In fact, it's a shared responsibility between men and women. That we see right after the Battle of Karbala, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was beheaded, the entire role of saving religion and saving Islam and maintaining the message of Imam Hussein was carried out by Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, the sister of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. She took charge from all the way from gathering the children, making sure everyone is safe, making sure everyone is staying together in one group, moving towards Kufa, delivering her eloquent sermon in Kufa, going all the way to Sham, facing the tyrannic Yazid himself and delivering a sermon and taking the kids back to Medina. A journey took a few months, and all of that was done by Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. She took her role in trying to protect the message of Imam Hussein, which is basically human rights, right? So all the sisters that listening and all our wives and our daughters, they have this role to play. They can't say, well, it's not my role. This is a world dominant, a male dominant world, and I'm just going to sit and let people do. No, no, everyone has a role to play. Now, when you look at our world, we see so much corruption is happening, so much oppression is happening, the rights of people being taken away in different forms. Sometimes it's ideological and sometimes it's physical. In either case, whether we're males or females, we need to play our roles in trying to make sure that the human rights are preserved. Just in the same way that Imam Hussein alayhi salam did, and his sister Zainab did, and the other woman in the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So when it comes to human rights, it's a role for both males and females to play. Because at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He created mankind to be His vicegerents, to be His deputies on earth, to be His representatives on earth. And He did not specify males, even though males play a dominant role, but both of them play a role in trying to save and protect this message of Islam, which is entirely about trying to preserve human rights. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.